नमस्ते सारस्वतदेवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय वासुदेवाय सिंचांगनस्तदधरामृतपूरकेण आशावलोक कलगीत जहृच्छयाग्निम् नो चेद् वयं विरह जाग्नुपयुक्त देहा ध्यानेन याम पदयः पदवीं सखेते जर्ह्यं भुजाक्षतव पादतलं रमायः दत्तक्षणं क्वचिदरण्यजनप्रियस्य अस्प्राक्ष्म तत्प्रभृतिनान्यसमक्षमङ्ग स्थातुं त्वया विरमिता बत पारयामः श्रीर्जत् पदाम्बुजरजश्चकमे तुलस्य लब्ध्वापि वक्षसि पदं किल भृत्य जुष्टम् यस्यः स्ववीक्षण कृते न्यसुर प्रयासः तद्वद्वयं च तव पादरजः प्रपन्नः तन्नः प्रसीद वृजिनार्दन तेऽङ्घ्रिमूलम् प्राप्ता विसृज्य वसति स्त्वदुपासनाशः त्वत्सुन्दरस्मित निरीक्षण तीव्र काम तप्तात्मनां पुरुषभूषण देहि दास्यम्
Translation by Srila Prabhupada. Dear Krishna, please pour the nectar of your lips upon the fire within our hearts, a fire you ignited with your smiling glances and the sweet song of your flute. If you do not, we will consign our bodies to the fire of separation from you, O friend, and thus, like yogis, attain to the abode of your lotus feet by meditation. The next shloka translation. O lotus-eyed one, the goddess of fortune considers it a festive occasion whenever she touches the soles of your lotus feet. You are very dear to the residents of the forest, and therefore we will also touch those lotus feet. From that time on, we will be unable even to stand in the presence of any other man, for we will have been fully satisfied by you. Goddess Lakshmi, this is the translation for the next shloka, shloka number 38. Goddess Lakshmi, whose glance is sought after by the demigods with great endeavor, has achieved the unique position of always remaining on the chest of her lord, Narayan. Still, she desires the dust of his lotus feet, even though she has to share that dust with Tulasi Devi and indeed with the Lord's many other servants. Similarly, we have approached the dust of your lotus feet for shelter. Next translation. Therefore, O vanquisher of all distress, please show us mercy. To approach your lotus feet, we abandoned our families and homes, and we have no desire other than to serve you. Our hearts are burning with intense desires generated by your beautiful smiling glances. O jewel among men, please make us your maidservants.
Hey Anga, hey Priyatam, tvad adharamrita purakena tvat hasavalok kalgita jahirchayagni sincha. No chet, yadi na sinchasi, tada he sakhe vayam virahaj agni upyukta deha dhyanena te padayo padrin yama. Sanskrit is a very saral bhasha hai.
Sanskrit is a very easy language. If you listen to it carefully, you can understand, Maharaj is saying. So now, in the earlier shloka, the gopis were saying that, hey Priyatama, you have stolen our hearts and our minds, and our hands and our feet cannot do anything other than be of service to you. Our feet cannot move even one step away from you. Now here they are saying, hey Anga, hey Priyatama, our hearts are burning in the fire of calm. Now here we have to understand that in the gopis, the calm is prem. What is the meaning of calm? How do you define calm? Nijendriya Preeti Vancha Taranam Kam means the desire to please one's own senses is called calm. And Krishnendriya Preeti Vancha Dhare Premanam, the desire to please Krishna's senses is called Prem. So we have to understand calm is darkness and Prem is light. Any person who wants to give pleasure to Krishna, who wants to meet Krishna, if she wants to offer her body to please him, That is not kaam, that is prem. This is the dealings of the gopis with Krishna. The kaam of gopis is not like the mundane lust. They do not have any desire to satisfy their own senses. The gopis never had any desire to satisfy their own senses. Their only desire was always to give pleasure to Krishna and satisfy his senses. So here they are saying to Krishna, "Hey Priyatama, when you look at us with smiling glances, it has ignited the fire in our hearts." Now, when there is what happens if there is a fire in the forest? What can put off the fire? Can anything put off the fire? No ordinary water can put off the fire in the forest, isn't it? Only a heavy shower of rain can do this job. Similarly, here the gopis are saying, the fire that has been ignited in our hearts can be put off only by the nectar of your lips. Just like Shriji, that is Lakshmiji, we want to be the maidservants of your lotus feet. This is the kamagni of the gopis. Hrichayagnim. They are mentioning the word Hrichayagnim. Hrichayagnim means that fire which is hidden in the heart. That is the kam. It's in a sleeping state, like in the children, like small little children. This kam is there, but in a sleeping state. And it develops in them along with the development of the body. Now, where is it sleeping? It is sleeping in the heart. Not that it is dead. It is just dormant in the heart. It is not that the kids are kaam shunya or bereft of kaam or bereft of lust. But it is in a dormant state. Now, when there is a favorable circumstance, it manifests out. Now, here the gopis seva bhav is also manifesting in the mind. They are not encaptured through Kandarpa, that is God of love. So they are telling Krishna to put off this fire. Now how? How to put off this fire? This fire is inside, it's not outside. So it has to be put off from inside. How? With the nectar of your lips. They are saying, with the nectar of your lips. If we drink the nectar of your lips, that rus will go inside and the fire will be put off. Which means that simply by your hugs, it will not go away. If you will hug us, it is not going to go away. Adhramrit is needed. What is Adhramrit? Adhramrit has two meanings. One meaning of Adhramrit is the nectar of the lips. And the other meaning of Adhramrit is the nectar of the beautiful words which are coming out from the lips. Those words also come from the lips. So the gopis are also saying that when you will speak to us favorably, then those nectar of your words which are coming from your lips will put off the fire. Then our hopes will not be destroyed and we will feel that you have accepted us. But the main main meaning which the gopis are conveying here is, please pour the rus of your lips upon us. Now the next word to be considered is Purakena. The fire is so high that it will not be put off by any ordinary rus. It has to be put off by a dam like flow of nectar. Now, how this fire has come upon our hearts? They are saying, Hasavaloka Kalagitaja. By your smiling glances, by the song of your flute, even by your talks, in this way the fire has come upon their hearts. Sometimes when Krishna is going, like on the way, he's walking somewhere, he would stop a gopi on the way and say, and he would tell her, you know, in this whole world, there is no one more beautiful than you. Since so many days I've been thinking of meeting you, I've been thinking of talking to you, etc., etc., etc. Sometimes he would tell Radharani on the way, hey Priya Radhe, even if I take millions of births, I cannot repay your love, etc., etc., etc. These words have created the fire in the hearts of the gopis. Now, the fact that they are not getting Krishna is being expressed as the fire in their hearts. So, Krishna is asking them, Why are you asking for such an impossible wish? To this, the gopis are replying, No ched, they are mentioning no ched. Means, if you will not pour this nectar, then we will go away from you and we will burn our body in the fire of separation right now in front of you. Just like how the yogis give up their body from the fire they generate from their bodies, similarly we will burn our bodies right now in front of you with the fire of separation. So now the yogis, they don't allow their bodies to be burnt or cremated. They create their own fire from their body and burn their body with their own created fire. Some incident like this happened recently in Govardhan too. Very recently, a lady wanted to commit sati. Sati is a process when in the early days it was followed that when the husband dies, the wife jumps into the funeral pyre on her own will. It is done out of her own will due to separation from her husband. She, out of that fire of separation in her body, she jumps into the funeral pyre on her own will. So this lady at Govardhan wanted to commit some sati because of the death of her husband. She did not want to live. So she sat on the dead, burnt body in yoga, and fire came out of her hands and feet, and she burnt her body in that fire. She was a pativrata lady, means she was a very chaste lady. So the gopis are saying that we will not have to burn our bodies. The fire will come automatically and our body will automatically burn. And we will die in meditation of you. One who dies remembering you will automatically achieve you. So we will become your maid servants in that way. So this is the bhava of the gopis. Now when Lord Chaitanya disappeared, in his absence, smoke came out of Swarup Damodar's mouth. So much fire was there in his heart. That fire of separation, it was like real fire. It was a real fire in the heart. That's why the smoke was coming out of his mouth. And in this way, Swarup Damodar left his body upon the disappearance of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So now the gopis are saying, you are a well-wisher. You have shown this in the past leelas that you are always our ever well-wisher. We know that if we die, you will not be able to survive out of distress. So please do not let us die. We will reach your lotus feet by dying in another body. We will be able to leave, but you will have the trouble. You will be facing the distress. Please put off this fire. And it is your duty to put off this fire, because you have created this fire, so you alone have to put it off. Simply by looking, smiling, and these are Krishna's remote controls. Looking, smiling, glancing, coquettish looks. In this way, fire resides just within the sight of Krishna, the fire resides. How can any lady to whom Krishna looks in such smiling glances and expresses his desires to her stay back in this material world without fulfilling his desires? Krishna sings on the flute, which is so enchanting. It creates the kamagni in the hearts. Kamagni means the fire of kam. Devotees desire this premagni in their hearts. It has to be kindled slowly, slowly. When we have bhog desires, desire to enjoy this material world, this attraction to Krishna is put off by the desire to enjoy the material world. So by hearing, we have to kindle this premagni. Therefore, first step is shravanam. It's a fortune to hear about the Lord, and that is the best method. Maharaj Parikshit heard the Bhagavatam. Sukadeva Goswami has said many times in Bhagavatam, listen, listen, listen. In his words, he mentions it many times. All dan, yajna, any of these austerities, tapasyas, none of them have the effect of hearing. We have seen many times that after hearing the Bhagavad Katha, the devotees' minds are attracted towards Krishna. When this attraction increases to such a high level, then one cannot stay without Krishna. So the gopis are saying that if you do not give us the nectar, then we will not live. So where is the calm in the gopis? So do you think there is any lust in the gopis? If it had been lust, they have their husbands at home. Why should they die and come with another body to Krishna? So they are ready to give up this body, which means that this is not lust, this is prem. So Krishna is telling the gopis, okay, if you have kamagni, then go to your husbands, they will put off your kamagni. To this the gopis are replying in the next shloka.
Jarhyam bhujakshatav padatalam ramaya dattachanam vachidaranya jana priyasya asprasmatat prabhritinanya samakshamanga sthatum payaduramita batuparayamaha. Hey Priyatam,
from the time we have received the touch of your lotus feet, from then, we have not been able to stand in the presence of anyone else. In one of the chapters, there's a shloka which says, this shloka is being said. This shloka proves that the gopis used to get the opportunities to massage his feet. Purna Purnenda or something, that shloka is, then Naptil Sthana Manditena. This shloka proves that they used to get the opportunity to massage his feet. During the day, Krishna used to go for Gocharan, and the gopis used to be at home lamenting that his soft feet are being hurt by the grass blades and stones, etc. The gopis are the wives of another, but their minds were always engrossed in the safety of Krishna. Shila Trinankurai Siddhatina, in the Gopi Gita they say. Now by Vrinda Devi's speciality, there was never hurting stones and grass anywhere in the whole of Vrindavan. Wherever Krishna would keep his foot, the place were all very, very soft, with soft petals and soft grass. Even if any place is hard, it would become soft by the touch of his lotus feet. But the gopis were not aware of this. They used to lament, thinking that his feet are getting hurt by the grass blades and the stones on the path where he is keeping his foot. So by the excuse of Surya Puja, they would create some excuse of performing Surya Puja or Haridev Darshan or Pushpa Chayan, and they used to reach Krishna, the place where Krishna would be. And Krishna would come out hiding from the rest of the gopas, and in some secluded place they would meet. And Srimati Radharani would make him sit on an asan and would sit below, and she would sit below and she would massage his feet, keeping his feet on her chest. And the color of kumkum on her breast would come on his feet. Thus when Krishna would walk away, that red color from his feet would come upon the grass when he walks, and the Pulinda ladies, they used to apply that kumkum all over their face and body, and these Pulinda ladies would glorify these sakhis who had the fortune to keep the Lord's feet on their breast and be able to massage them, and in this way their kumkum spreads on to the feet of Lord Sri Krishna, which comes onto the grass. So the gopis are saying here, sometimes when we used to get such opportunity after the rise of fortune of millions of lives, and we got this opportunity to touch your lotus feet, you know, one gets this opportunity after a fortune of millions of lives, and we have got this opportunity to touch your lotus feet. From that day onwards, we are unable to stand in front of anyone, even for a fraction of a second. This means that the lotus feet has such a powerful mantra that once it is touched, no one else appeals to the person. So this is not the fault of the gopis, it is the fault of the feet. So Krishna said, you liars, all this while you were at your own homes and now you are saying that you cannot stay with anyone, as though you have not been staying at your homes till today. So the gopis said, yes, we have stayed in our house, but it was by force, not by our own free will. But anyway, now we will no longer be able to stay. So here the gopis are using the word anga. Anga is used. Now, how is Krishna's feet? Ramayaha dattakshana. Kshana means festival. Even Rama, Shriji, Ramayaha dattakshana. Ramayaha dattakshana means, kshana means festival, and Ramayaha dattakshana means those feet are a festival for Rama, Shriji, for whom the feet of Lord Krishna was a festival. Therefore, she is always engaged in serving his lotus feet. His feet is the abode of all the knowledge, all vairagya, all wealth, all beauty, all the six opulences reside at his feet. Hence, the most topmost of all the ladies, the Shrestha lady, Lakshmiji, she always stays there at her lotus, at his lotus feet. That we have always seen, where you always see Lakshmi sitting at the feet of Lord Krishna, of Vishnu, and massaging his feet. So the gopis are saying that your lotus feet is Ramayaha Dattakshana. It is a festival even to Lakshmiji. So we will die and we will get another body to achieve your lotus feet. We will not let go. So this is Prem. Uddhava used to tell Krishna in Mathura, why are you here? Here there is no Premi of yours. That's, be it Surdas ji or be it Nandadas ji, be it any of these great poets, they all have strongly objected the impersonal aspect that Uddhava was preaching to the gopis initially. The gopis were able to live only because of the hope that Krishna would return from Mathura. Had they known that he will never come, then they would have all left their bodies instantly. But he had promised that he would come. And just because of his promise, they were waiting. That was the only thing which was keeping them alive. The hope that he will return from Mathura. If any person wants to achieve success in life, then he should be a servant of Krishna. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu asks Ramananda Rai, what is the highest position of a living being? So Ramananda Rai replies, becoming a servant of the Lord is the highest position. So you can see that even Lakshmi, who is the topmost of all, she is at the service of his lotus feet. The gopis always want to carry his feet on their chest in order to give him the pleasure of relief from the gocharan. Because when he grazes the cows, they feel that he's been walking, going through all these grass blades, blade of grass and the stones, and his feet would be tired after grazing the cows. So let us give us pleasure to him by let us keep his feet on our chest and give him a massage. In this way, they wanted to always give him the pleasure. And Krishna used to get a lot of pleasure. Sometimes he himself used to keep his feet. And the gopis used to get so much of happiness. Nowhere actually in this material world can you see anywhere any lady love keeping the feet of her lover on her chest? No. The gopis have this desire, and only the gopis have this desire. So what is the essence of Gopi Geet? They are all crying about the troubles on his feet during Gocharan. And in the last stanza, they are crying so deeply that they are saying, we are unable to even think of those feet which we used to keep on our chest are now getting troubled by the hard pebbles. This is the final stanza of the Gopi Geet, when they are almost losing their consciousness. This very fact thought in their mind that those feet which they used to be keeping on their soft chest are now being troubled by the hard pebbles made them feel so much of pain that they were almost falling, fainting away in the last stanza of the Gopi Geet. So this is the essence of the Gopi Geet. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is giving an example. He says, now a friend has come to a house and he's angry. So the host will ask, would you eat something? The friend would say no, out of humility. So even if the friend is hungry, out of humility he would say no when the host would ask, would you like to eat something? Out of humility he will say, no, I'm okay, I don't need to eat anything. But if this host is a true lover, he would go to his wife and say, my dear wife, I'm so hungry today, I want to eat this, I feel like eating that, and I want this and this and this. Why don't you make this for me, please? Now, actually the host is not hungry at all. But he knows that his friend is hungry and he wants to feed him. So he tells his wife that, he doesn't tell his wife that his host is hungry, the guest is hungry, but he tells the wife that he himself is hungry and he makes his wife cook food which he wants to actually offer to his friend. So here the gopis similarly, they are saying, you please give us the happiness, put off the fire, we are burning in this fire. Give us the happiness, make us happy, please put off the fire with the nectar of your lips, by giving us service of your feet, etc., etc. Actually, it is not that they want the pleasure, they are not telling that give us the happiness, it doesn't mean that they want the pleasure, but they want to give pleasure to Krishna, just like this, in this example given of a friend and the host. And hence, so they are asking for all these requirements. Why? They're asking, please give us your dharamat, please do this, please give us pleasure, please put out the fire. They basically want to give Krishna the pleasure, not that they want the pleasure. So it appears that they are asking for this, that it looks like they want to save themselves from this fire, and it looks like they want to get pleasure. No, by saying, hey Shyam Sundar, we truly love you, and our love is pure, I don't want anything from you. When you say this, the prem reduces. They are saying that we have given up everything for you. You alone is our life. But in between, they are saying, you do this to us, give us this. This is also necessary. It hides the love. Sometimes expressing like this hides the love. So Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says in Prem Samputa that when the love is expressed through the mouth, saying, I am doing this and this and this out of love for you, then the love will wither out like camphor. Rather, the premi should hide his love, expressing that she needs this and this and this. This is the way the gopis are expressing it. They are hiding their love and they are expressing that they want this and they want this and they want this from him. In this way they are hiding their love. Similarly, the gopis are saying all this, but the reality is that they want to give pleasure to Krishna. So the real meaning is that by massaging your feet, we saw that you have received pleasure in the past and we want to give you this pleasure alone. Now we cannot serve anyone else. This is what they mean. So Krishna accepted their words. In the sadhana world or in the mundane world, any person would give this example that the topmost of all women, Lakshmi, also loved Krishna. Now during the churning of the ocean, Lakshmi was born out of the ocean. And everyone present there, you know, all the devtas and the asuras, all the demons and devtas who were churning, were all present. They all wanted to marry her. So she was asked to select her choice of her husband. That was the first time when Swayamvar was established by Lord Brahmaji himself. She found that each one of them were good in all ways, many ways, but each one had one particular defect. Like for example, one was a very big tapasvi and jnani, but his lust was not conquered. Lord Shiva, he had his lust conquered, but his anger was not conquered. Some rishis and some sadhus, they were very long-lived, but they did not have the qualities to keep a woman happy. And Hiranyakashipu, he had the ability to keep a woman happy, but his death was unavoidable. Some people like Durvasa Muni were tapasvis, but with unconquered anger. So in this way, Lakshmiji found that there was a defect in everyone, even though they had many good qualities. So all those assembled here, they were looking at Lakshmi and Lord Narayan, who was also there. these people were all looking at Lakshmi, but except Lord Narayan, who was not looking at Lakshmi. He was deeply absorbed in the thoughts of his devotees. So Lakshmi found fault in him also, in Lord Narayan also, that this person has got all good qualities, but one fault, that he does not want me at all. This is his biggest fault. But he has all good qualities in him. So she finally put the garland on his neck, on the one who was not even looking at her. In this way, when she gave up each and every one of those present there and chose Narayan, Lord Narayan at that time gave her the place on his chest. Because if she will stay on his chest, then all the devotees who come to have darshan of Narayan will also have her merciful glance, the merciful glance of Lakshmi. And these devotees will be blessed with happiness. So therefore, Lord Narayan made her stay on his chest. But it is seen like that although she has a place on the chest of Lord Vishnu, still she is always seen at the feet of the Lord, which is actually the place for the devotees. And Tulasi Devi's place is also at the feet of the Lord. So Lakshmi sees that Tulasi is always at his feet. So she tries to remain there all the time at his feet. Sometimes Tulasi Devi fights with her, saying, "Why don't you go to your own home, your place, where on the chest of the Lord?" But still, Lakshmi Devi will not go. So the gopis here are saying that just like Lakshmi is at your lotus feet, which is actually the place of the Tulasi Devi and the place for all the devotees, similarly, even we want to be at your lotus feet. So you please keep us at your lotus feet, because your feet are the most fortunate position. So, hey Priyatama, accept us as your servants of your lotus feet. This is what the gopis are saying. Now, Tulasi Devi is the Seva Adhikari of the Lord. So they are requesting Tulasi Devi, "Hey Tulasi Devi, please accept us in your Seva. Not that we want to send you away and take your place, but we want to be your servant." Tulasi Devi is never on the chest of the Lord. But when the Lord wears Tulasi Mala, Lakshmi immediately pushes her away to the side, saying, "This is not your place." And at the feet also, she'll push away the devotees, saying, "This is my seva, my place. You people go and preach." She wants the devotees, go away from the feet, go and preach. Let me be here. Labdhva api vakshasi padam. She has achieved the place of the chest. Still, she remains at the feet. This is what it means. Labdhva api vakshasi padam. Even though she has received the place of the chest, she still remains at the feet. Radharani sees Lakshmi as her guru. Radharani says, "Although my Priyatama calls me his Priya or his Swamini, I am always his Dasi. Just like Lakshmi is the Dasi of his feet. So hey Priyatama, please do not send us back. All the devatas are kinkar of this Lakshmi, servants. Devatas are all the servants. Devatas means the demigods are all servants of Lakshmi. Still, she is a servant of your lotus feet. Similarly, we too want to be the dasi of your lotus feet." And this is the nature of love of God. Love of God, desires for God. Still, there is a lot of humility. They call themselves his dasi. They don't call themselves his priya. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu therefore says in the Shikshashtakam, "Ainanda tanuja kinkaram, patitam mam vishame bhavam budau, kripaya tava pada pankaja, stidatuli sadrisham vijintaya." My dear Lord, I am your eternal servant, but somehow or other I have fallen into this ocean of this material world. Kindly pick me up and fix me as a speck of dust at your lotus feet.
Nardana Tengri Moolam Prapta Visudhya Vasate Stolupasana Saha Tvat Sundara Smita Nirikshana Tivra Kama Taptatmanam Purusa Bhosana Dehi Dasyam. He Priyatam.
O Priyatama, O vanquisher of all distress, we have seen that whenever there was a calamity, you have always saved the Vrajavasis from their distress. So many times you have killed so many demons, You have done so many leelas like the Kaliya leela. You have lifted the Govardhan. So many times you have proved this. Similarly, we have also come to you and we are also in such a deep distress. Simply, if you accept us by your mere words, it will drive away all our lamentation. You don't need to drink fire here like the forest fire that you drank. You just think how we have come to you. We have given up everything, our wealth, our home, our family, society, everything. We have come here just with our mere bodies. They are saying, Vasti hi visrajyate angri moolam praptaha. Why we gave up? Only for you, because they were all obstacles. So we gave up to achieve your lotus feet. So please accept us. Maharaj is saying that once I was in a, I was with a devotee at Juhu temple. A diseased person was wiping the glass of the glass pane, and he was asking for bhiksha, asking for some money. So I told the devotee to give him something. Immediately the devotee said, Maharaj, they go and drink liquor. So, and then we waited to see. So we waited to see what he will do with that money. And we saw that he went into a pharmacy shop. He bought some medicines in some small bottle. And we were watching him. And he saw us. And he asked us for 23 rupees more. Could you please give me 23 rupees more? So we gave him more money. And so this devotee was again telling me, everyone drinks liquor, but you simply drink nectar, Maharaj. So, we should always see with compassion to a person who has come to us. If someone comes to us asking for something, always try to be compassionate to that person and not find faults in him. Even Krishna held the Govardhan for 7 continuous days without rest, without any food, water, anything. Why? He did it only to protect the devotees who came to him for his shelter. Similarly, anyone comes to us for shelter, we should be compassionate. So now the gopis here are saying that, Krishna, it is your nature to drive away the distress of those who approach you. You are the ornament of all Purush. Your beautiful smile, along with those sidelong glances, they have created fire in our hearts. You please accept us as your maidservants. Now if Krishna says, how many servants can I have? So they are replying, you are Purusha Bhushana, you are the jewel among women. Krishna married 16,000 wives. And he was individually present with each one of them in their respective homes at the same time, performing unique activities at each home. If he would give an ornament to one of his wife, that ornament would become 16,000 ornaments, and each of the wife would get one. Each one, the same was given to each one of them at the same time. Even during his wedding, the pujari gave one item, would give one item in the process of the wedding rituals, and that one item would become 16,000, which even the pujari was not aware of. And the pujari himself became 16,000 pujaris. That also he was not aware. So Krishna can keep as many. Prabhupada says the population here in this material world is only 1/3 of the population in the spiritual world. So Krishna has many servants there in Vaikuntha. He provides for each one of them. Life there is very easy. So such a Lord, he accepts 20,000 gopis. What's wrong? What's there? It's just a small number. So one lady had asked me, Maharaj, this Krishna kept 16,000 wives. Why? She used the word Bivi instead of Patni for the wife. In Hindi language, the wives, to address a wife, you can say either Patni or you can say Bivi. Bibi is not very, Patni is more respectful term. So she used the word Bibi instead of Patni. So I ignored her. So she again asked me the same question. I got angry. I said, what is your problem if he kept 16,000 or more? Are you the one paying for his expenses? Then she went and approached her husband. Then her husband came to me and asked, when my wife asked you, why didn't you reply in a peaceful way? So I replied my answer to her husband, what is her problem? So he said, problem? Why not? Why no problem? I told him, what is your problem? He said, because Bhagwan, after becoming Bhagwan, this is what he will do. Then when I heard this, I got angry. I abused him and I said, why? In those 16,000, he took your sister, is it? I asked him like that. Then all the devotees there created commotion, and the other devotees there said, you do not know, sadhus not only say katha, they also fight on the katha. So in Krishna's leela, whatever he does, that is a dharma and that is a justice. It is the highest fortune of the gopis, and they are using Lakshmi as an example. So it is through the shlokas of the Bhagavat that the nature of the gopis are revealed. So we'll stop here for today. I got the blessings of some great sadhus. They consider me as their very own. And I got blessings of Srila Prabhupada, who has accepted me as his disciple. I have some of these great souls assembled here in this katha, and also some of my god brothers are here, and I feel myself so fortunate that such great souls come here to hear this katha, and their presence matters so much for my katha. Thank you so much for coming. Hare Krishna.